Good morning. I'm glad to see each and every one of you here this morning. Just a couple things. I want to thank you guys so much for your prayers. Several of you have texted me. For visitors, 2 years ago this weekend, my wife entered the presence of the Lord. And so it's just been a little bit of a tough weekend. But all is good. And I don't know if my daughter and son-in-law's dog was here, he'd be going crazy going after whatever that thing is up there. In fact, if I had a gun, I'd blow it away. Because a couple weeks ago, I went hunting on a Friday afternoon, and I was all camoed up, you know, and the only thing I saw was a squirrel that day, two squirrels. And one squirrel came within 10 feet of me, and when our eyes met, then he ran behind me and just for like 20 minutes. I would have blown him away if I could have found him. I mean, he just announced to the world that I was sitting there all camoed up. But anyway, and you also prayed for me this week, and this is the last thing before we get into the message, is thank you for your prayers because you know I visited my grandkids in Erie. And so far, every time I visited those little green snot-nosed things, I've been sick. Well, they upped the ante this time. So I left the meetings I was at and went there. I spent Tuesday night. And my daughter-in-law said, hey, would you go with me to the doctors? I'm taking the littlest one to the doctors in the morning. And I'm like, sure. So I'm holding her, and she was clinging onto me, rubbing snot all over me. And we get in there, and the doctor says she has scabies. I get home, and I call my doctor. I'm like, what do I do? He said, you're just going to spend some money, dude. So $105 later and a whole day of putting this stuff all over me and washing and cleaning everything and then steaming it to make sure that I killed everything, I spent hours and hours and hours. But Lord willing, I'm not contagious now, okay? $105 later and a whole lot of work, and hopefully you can shake my hand and it'll be okay. But thank you. I don't have a cold, so the vitamin C and all the other stuff work, but they up the ante. I tell you what, it's just, and let me just say, even though I'm making fun of all that, it's all true. My grandkids are worth $105 and a whole lot of cleaning time, okay? I do it all over again in a heartbeat, it was a lot of fun to be up there with them. So we're going to continue our study in the Gospel of Mark. Now, I'm going to warn you, I'm going to meddle a little bit toward the end. In fact, I have some green slides that I added just yesterday morning when the Holy Spirit convicted me even more about some things. So here's the title, Jesus, Powerful and Compassionate, PC. I'm going to ask you, how PC are you? Now, people ask me how I like West Virginia. I love West Virginia because I tell people my complete lack of political correctness is an absolute fit. But I'm going to talk about PC in a different way. PC this morning is going to be power and compassion. Power and compassion. So, and this is the theme for our church. Maybe I need to turn this on and then it would work. Yeah, it helps to have it on. Thank you, guys. So, walking in intimacy with God. I'm just convinced of this. I'm convinced that what God has called us to do is allow Jesus and the Holy Spirit to indwell us, to live in us, so that literally we're just walking in intimacy with Him, and then others see Christ in us and want that. So we just walk in intimacy with God. That's all we got to do. That's all we really need to do. And then when others say, what's different about you? Why are you so crazy? Why are you so whatever? You just invite them to do the same thing. Walk in intimacy with God as well. And then they can be crazy and people notice something's different about them and other people. There should be something different about us. And this is where I'm going to meddle. Because, you know, normal people, we're not normal people. We're strangers and aliens, according to Peter. We are not the normal ones. The world sinning and living up its own, doing all these crazy things, they're the normal people. They're the normal people. We're the abnormal people. And normal people flocked to Jesus. Do they flock to us? Now, normal people avoided the Pharisees and Sadducees and the teachers of the law. They didn't want anything to do with them. but they flock to Jesus. And so I'm going to ultimately ask, how many normal people want to be your friend? And if not, why? And this is about me too. If normal people don't want to be my friend because they want to be Jesus' friends, and by definition, the word Christian means Christ-like. So if normal people don't want to be my friend or spend time with me, then how Christ-like am I? That's the message in a nutshell, okay? But here's where we're going to go. Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. And you're welcome to turn there in your Bibles. I'd encourage you to, if you have your Bibles, Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. And if you're a visitor, inside the worship folder are actually some sermon notes. Someone believed I was so boring speaking that they created these. I created these, okay? And so there's sermon notes. There's blanks in there. Mine are filled in with red so that in case the PowerPoint were to fail, I could use this, okay? So that's why. But if you have your worship folder, and if it is in blue, underlined, and in that font, that means there's a blank in your sermon notes. And every once in a while, someone comes to me and said, you know, you didn't get to all the blanks. You didn't get to all the blanks. On the very back in the square, remember highlights? In the square has all the answers in case I miss one of the blanks or I skip over it. Okay? So, first blank in your sermon notes is Mark chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to turn there. I'm going to put the verses on the text on the screen too. So, a man with leprosy came to Jesus and begged him on his knees, if you're willing, you can make me clean. So here's the next blank. You can make me clean. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. And so touch the man is the next blank in your sermon notes, if you're taking sermon notes. Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. Now, this is something that always caught my attention, a strong warning. This guy obviously didn't listen well, or had ADD or whatever. And here's what Jesus said. See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer sacrifices that Moses commanded you for your cleansing as a testimony to them. Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places, yet the people still came to him from everywhere. I've always wondered that. You know, what's wrong with this guy? Jesus said, don't tell anyone. What's he do? Do you remember when you first prayed to Jesus Christ? Could you keep it in? Man, you told everybody. You told everybody, even if they didn't want to know, you told everybody. I know that's the way I was. I was so obnoxious, I've apologized to those folks. Man, I was so obnoxious. You know, you need Jesus because you're going to hell. You know that? You know that? You know that? You need Jesus. You need Jesus. I mean, I was like crazy. But that's what this guy was. He was a leper. He's transformed. He's set free from it. And now he just wants to tell everybody, even though Jesus warned him. I wonder if we're that contagious. I wonder if we're as contagious as escapees is. I don't know where that came from. Okay, spiritual principles. Just some spiritual principles. The gentleman understood that it wasn't just faith that cleansed him. If you are willing. Now, at the end of this service, we have a couple people that have asked to be anointed with oil because James chapter 5. So elders, heads up. Immediately following the service, before we go over there and have any cake or whatever's over there, I don't know what's over there. Before that happens, a couple people would like to be anointed. And James says, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders. And the prayer of faith will raise them up. Well, it's not just faith. This guy said, if you are willing, you can cleanse me. It was a humble request. And by the way, who else had a humble request of God? Jesus, knowing it was God's will that he go to the cross to die in our place, Father, if possible, not may this cup pass from me, not my will, but your will be done. So every time we ask the Lord to heal and anointing or anything like that, it's a humble request. It's not just faith. It's not faith in faith. It's not if you have enough faith, you'll be healed. No, 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 no. It's a humble request of God. If it's your will, please. The gentleman had faith that Jesus could heal him. And by the way, it's not faith in faith. It's not faith in faith. It's faith in a person, Jesus Christ. I've read so many different books that talk about if you just have enough faith, it's almost, and I know it's not their intent, but it comes across that if you just have enough faith to believe, you'll be healed. Faith in faith. No, no, no. It's faith in a person. It's faith in Jesus Christ that he died on the cross and paid the penalty for my sins. It's faith that Jesus is the last Adam. There was no sin or disease or sickness. You know, I love reading the book of Genesis, especially the beginning. I just imagine it, what it was like. No disease, no thorns, no thistles, no weeds, no bad knees, no overweightness, no nothing. And Adam and Eve chose to do it their own way. God is right there with them, and they say, I'm going to do it my way. Should be Frank and Eve. Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. That's the American way, isn't it? I did it my way. Hey, if there's a shortcut I can take, I'm going to take it. I wish there was a shortcut to these scabies. It was 8 to 14 hours of this stuff all over. And they actually said, take all your clothes to the dry cleaner. Well, that ain't happening. And then I remember Lynette had this steam thing. I steamed everything. I steamed pillows, I steamed the bed, I steamed everything. It's faith in a person, it's faith in Jesus, the Messiah. And then the text goes on to say, filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. This is very important. We will get to it. But next thing, speculation, speculation. What about the man led Jesus to be filled with compassion? This is speculation. And I'm asking you what you think, okay? And so here, we're going to practice something. I think we should be doing this all the time. We're going to practice something. Let's take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us, reveal to us why Jesus was moved with compassion. You know, John says in chapter 14 and chapter 16 that the Holy Spirit was sent to teach us, to remind us, to lead and guide us, to do all these things. Can we practice that right now? It never happened in the church I grew up in. So it might even be wrong, but sorry, you're stuck. You came and visited. Sorry. So here's what we're going to do, okay? And So I'm priming the pump for you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lead us in prayer in a minute and just ask the Holy Spirit. And then I'm going to say, what did you sense, feel, hear, or see, or anything? It must be in alignment with Scripture. And then there's some blanks. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're just going to practice this because the Bible teaches this. The Holy Spirit, in fact, the Bible says, don't even take a thought for what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit will give you it. Do you believe that? Please, someone say yes, nod your head. Someone say amen. The Holy Spirit, he is dwelling within us when we pray to receive Jesus Christ. We should be talking to him all day long. It should be a normal thing that we hear his voice, especially when you don't stop at the stop sign or anything else like that, okay? But so I'm just going to pray, and just a moment or two of silence. It may be uncomfortable. If your baby starts crying, don't worry. No one cares. If you got to sneeze, if you got to cough, it's okay. Nothing. God's bigger than all that stuff. Okay, so I just want us to take a moment and be still, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit just to impress upon us. What was it? Because the Scripture doesn't say. It just says Jesus filled with compassion, and then he reached out to this guy. So let's just ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what was it that led Jesus to have so much compassion for this dude? Does that make sense? And so I'm just going to ask this. Let's quiet our hearts. And be still. If you're a visitor and you don't know Jesus Christ, we're crazy here, okay? We're just a little crazy. We believe that God really talks to us. We believe that. We believe it because we've heard his voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They recognize my voice. They won't follow someone else. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would speak to us and lead and guide us. So let's just practice that a little bit right now. Okay? Practice makes perfect, right? So if you're uncomfortable with this, come tell me afterward. Oh, by the way, some people told me to lighten up. I don't have a tie on. Some people have asked me to lighten up. So I'm practicing. My shirt tail isn't in. I don't have a tie on. I'm practicing lightening up, okay? So if this offends you, come and talk to me, okay? I'll maybe alternate back and forth. Tie, no, tie. I don't know. Okay. So let's just take a moment. I'm going to lead us in prayer. And in just a moment or two of silent prayer, trusting that the Holy Spirit's going to meet you even right now and nudge you and reveal why was Jesus so compassionate. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, I believe we're standing square on the Word of God. Jesus himself said that the Holy Spirit would come, the Comforter would come. He would teach us. He would bring to remembrance. He would lead and guide us. He would teach us more things. He said, I have more to tell you, but you can't receive it all now. So right now, Father in heaven, please cause the Holy Spirit to fall fresh upon each one of us. Please, Holy Spirit, as you come, quiet our hearts. And I ask that you would just whisper to us, however you choose, why was Jesus so compassionate? Please. We just wait on you. Dear Father in heaven, we don't want to put you in a box that you have to speak in this small time frame. And so if you haven't spoken in this time frame, we give you liberty to reveal to us anytime, any place, anywhere. But I thank you that you do indwell us, Holy Spirit, that you indwell us, Lord Jesus, and that you do speak to us, and you've given us ears to hear you and to recognize your voice. Thank you. Thank you. May we hear you and your voice more and more and more. In fact, by faith, I thank you in advance for how we will continue to hear your voice more and more until either this life ends or we meet you in your return. Thank you. In your name, in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. And so, the next question is, what did you sense, hear, feel, or see? And it's okay if you didn't. It's okay if you didn't. This is something new for a lot of people. Others, it isn't so new, and you sense his presence and hear his voice regularly. For some people, it takes quite a while to get quiet enough to hear his voice. Others, they can do it almost right away. Me, I'm slow on the uptake. It usually takes me a while to hear something. Okay, so did anyone hear anything? This is audience participation. Yes.
The Lord, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin.
Excellent. Good, good, good. Anything else? That's right out of the Psalms, what my brother shared. And the Holy Spirit laid that on him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it must be in alignment with Scripture. Was that in alignment with Scripture? Absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. Anyone else? Because of who I am. I love the passage of Psalm 103 because later on he says in 103 that he knows that we are but dust. That encourages me so much. He knows that I'm just a hunk of dust here. And I mess up, I screw up, I sin. And it is so encouraging to me that he understands that. He extends grace. To me, that's so cool. Anything else? if you can't hear, she was saying that the scabies that I showed about my daughter is similar to leprosy. No one would touch a person with leprosy. In fact, we're going to talk about that a little bit later, and we'll just move on now. Thank you. You've teed it up well. Hopefully I can hit the ball and not swing and miss. Here's what Jesus did, and I believe one of the things to ask yourself as you're reading the scriptures, especially the gospels, why did the Holy Spirit put this gospel story in the gospel? Why did he do that? Well, I believe this is a critical point. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the person. He didn't have scabies or anything. He probably had cooties or something. I don't know. I pick on Mark all the time. It took me months to know that this is Doug and not Mark. And he still sits in the front row to get picked on. So, this is so, so important. Anyone that had leprosy had to shout, leprosy, leprosy, leper, 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 so that no one would come near them. No one would come near them. That's what they had to do. And what did Jesus do? Before he healed him, Jesus reached out and touched him. That is so big. That is so, so big. You know, we have some people in our congregation, I bet they feel like a leper sometimes. No one talks to them. They sit alone. They're just dying for someone to come and talk to them. Can't they see that, yeah, this is a crowded room, but I'm dying here. I'm telling you, there is power. If I see anyone touching someone inappropriately, I will dope slap you, okay? Notice how I'm touching gently. On someone's shoulder. If I know someone, and you guys know I don't like hugs, so please don't come and hug me. You know I'm not a touchy-feely kind of guy, but I will intentionally talk to someone, put my hand on their shoulder, look them in the eye, and talk to them to make sure they know. If we have any single ladies, young ladies, we have some that are very pretty. They're probably, by older ladies, they're a threat, and so they don't talk to them. Talk to them. Talk to them. Jesus touched the man. You see, this is so cool. This is so cool. A general principle. Again, there's a blank there. Just FYI, there's a blank. Typically, unclean things contaminate clean things. All through the Old Testament, if you touch something that's unclean, you're unclean until you take care of it. And I think that's the way we treat other people sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? If you came across a dead carcass, if I shot a deer and gutted that deer, I would be unclean until I took care of it, until I went to the priest or something to make a sacrifice so I'd be clean again. But with God, that's opposite. The opposite is true. God Almighty is so pure and holy that things are purified when they come in contact with Him. You can't contaminate God. And who's living within the believer? The Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus. And the Pharisees say they got it all messed up. They didn't want to touch this or that or the other. Don't. And Jesus did all of those things. Because it wasn't what he ate or whatever that made him unclean. It was the heart that caused people to be unclean. And so God is so pure and holy. Things don't contaminate him. He purifies them. So Jesus touched the man with leprosy. Rather than being infected, the man was cleansed and made whole. Dear brothers and sisters, God is dwelling within us. But do people see it? Jesus was in the world, but not of the world. I don't know, we try and do this. It shouldn't be so hard. It is hard, but I'm telling you, we need to be in the world because even in this passage in John 17, Jesus says, good grief, if you're not in the world, how are you going to reach the world with the good news? You got to be in the world, but you need to be in the world, not of the world. In the world, but not of the world. And here's the prayer that Jesus gave, the high priestly prayer of Jesus, John chapter 17. He's talking about not only the ones there, but also the ones who believe, who haven't seen him yet believe. So he's talking about us too. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. Again. People flock to Jesus. Do they flock to us? If not, something's wrong. Normal people sought Jesus out. Do normal people seek us out? And Jesus said, hey, another passage, I don't have him here. You're my ambassadors. You're my representatives. You have the ministry of reconciliation. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. I told you I was going to meddle, okay? Life is tough, suck it up. Apparently, maybe this is pastor appreciation, so you can't hate me today, right? Jesus lived in the world in such a way that he was not of the world. So why did the Holy Spirit lead Mark to this, to record this story? Because there's all kinds of stories. In John, it says that if everything that Jesus said and done was recorded, there's not enough books in all the world to contain it. John said that. So it's very selective. We have some chosen stories led by the Holy Spirit. Mark was led by the Holy Spirit to put this passage in. Why? And I believe this is the main reason. This is a rhetorical question. Do not answer this. Why did Mark emphasize loving compassion? Because Jesus, God, is full of what? Loving compassion. And if we're not full of loving compassion, something's wrong. Another rhetorical question. Why did he record that Jesus reached out and touched the leper? Doug, I know you can handle this stuff. Why did he reach out and touch the leper? Just remember what it was like in the first century to have leprosy. You were isolated. You were removed from your family. You had to leave everything behind and go live among other lepers. You were marginalized. You had no voice. You didn't have anything. You had no voice. You were dehumanized. People were not even to touch you. It was like a death sentence. How do you think the man felt when Jesus reached out and touched him? Just reaching out and touching him. Can you imagine how he felt? We don't know how long he had it. Could be for years. I don't know how long he had the leprosy. Scripture doesn't tell us. But this guy had not been touched for a long time. Now I'm going to be a little bit transparent. Gary Chapman talks about 5 love languages. One of the reasons why I don't like people hugging me, it's because one of my love languages is touch. I hug Lynette all the time, even when she's doing the dishes, and she say, would you stop it? Stop it. What are you doing? So I choose not to even enter into that. I will hug my grandkids, my kids, but I don't even want to do it. My love language is touch, okay? This guy hadn't been touched for how long? Because he was untouchable. Jesus reached out and touched him. Wow. Wow. That's so huge. And so my next question is, how's our loving compassion? You see, I believe I'm getting ahead of myself here. I believe there's 2 reasons why people came to Jesus. Number one, he was powerful. He was powerful. And number 2, he was full of compassion. He was safe. Powerful and safe. There's powerful people that aren't safe people. Do you like being around them? They slice you and dice you. They're mean. They're cruel. You can be a powerful person and not be safe. We all know them. You can be a compassionate person, and I call them harmless people. They're super nice and kind, but they can't do anything for you. They're harmless. Jesus was both powerful and compassionate. People flocked to him. So, my dear friends, which one are we lacking most? The power of God in us and flowing through us, or compassion? Which one? Or both? I confess the other week, I was feeling low. You know, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, I don't know how long it's going to last. But I get, the loss of my wife is pretty strong at times. So a couple weeks ago, I bought a Marie Callender's Razzleberry Pie. I ate the whole thing. And Breyer's Natural Vanilla Ice Cream. I got it down to a science. The only thing better than that is brownies, but I figure at least there's some fruit in that pie, so it's got to be a little bit better for me. Rationalization. I can rationalize almost anything. So I was feeling down. And now I forgot why I even brought this up. How pathetic. How is our loving compassion? Do we really care? Oh, I know why. I ate the whole pie. I didn't even tell Jen and Ben about it. I just ate the whole thing. Quarter at a time. I quarter that baby. One quarter at a time with vanilla ice cream. I got this bowl that it just fits. One quarter just fits. No compassion when it came to that. How's our compassion level? Are you with me? I'm using a silly illustration, but it's true. I did not share any of that pie. Ben, did I share that pie with you? He didn't even know it was there. I may even pick the day when they left. Now, it was comfort food, and you can see I have comfort food quite a bit. Okay? That's another reason for the shirt out. I saw an article that said fat men leave their shirts out so it doesn't look as bad. TMI, right? TMI. When was the last time we reached out in loving compassion to another individual? When was the last time? Some of us are really good at it. I'm not so much. When I have a feeling, I try and kill the thing. The Lord's teaching me to lean into it and feel the pain and feel the feeling, whatever it is. Who do you know in your life that feels isolated, marginalized, lacking a voice, or dehumanized? Who do we know in our lives? Because they're all around us. They really are. People who are hurting, people who are lonely. And it could be that we just smile. How are you? How you doing? Touch in an appropriate way. If I see anyone touching someone inappropriately, I'm going to be on you like ugly on ape. It won't be fun. It won't be nice. Pastor Trevor will be too. We'll both be on your case. We're talking about godly, loving kindness, appropriateness. And I know this is old. This says how old. WWJD. This is a good one for this situation. If you know someone that's isolated, any of those things, what would Jesus do? Well, we already know. He would reach out to them and touch them with tender compassion and with the power of God in him and flowing through him to touch their lives. So, question. People love being around Jesus. Why not us? Normal people flocked to Jesus. They sought him out. He was out in lonely places and people still found him. They sought him out, hunted him down. Do we have PC like Jesus? And that is not for political correctness. Do we have power and compassion like Jesus did? I believe it's one of the reasons why Mark recorded, was led of the Holy Spirit to record this gospel story, to let us see that Jesus had power and compassion. The two together were just tremendous. People flocked to Jesus because, number one, they knew he could help them, and number two, that he really, really cared. So do we lack power? But you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You will receive power. It isn't you might, you may, you will receive power, Acts says, Acts 1:8. And you will be my witnesses. It's not a maybe, it's a will be. Are we lacking power or are we lacking compassion? Now, when I first found out about these scabies, I was not a happy camper. I was not a happy camper. Number one, it was $80 for the little tube of stuff, and then $25 for the doctor. And at first I'm like, I can't believe this. $105 wasted. And then the Holy Spirit said, are those little kids worth that? Are those kids worth that? Of course they are. Of course they are. Dear friends, do we have the power of God abiding in us and flowing through us? And this week I had to pray and ask, Lord, give me your heart. Because my heart, you know, Scrooge, the story of Scrooge, you know, is one of the theories is it got bigger and bigger and bigger. You remember the cartoon? It's almost Christmas time, right? The Grinch has stole Christmas. So the Grinch, it shows his heart expanding. That's what I prayed. Actually, I didn't even ask for the Lord to expand my heart. I said, I need a new heart. I want your heart in here. I don't even want a new heart. I mean, I don't want this heart transformed. I don't want this heart empowered. I want your heart in me. That's what I want. So that others see Christ in me, Christ in us, and are drawn to Jesus. So the people come to us asking for prayer because they know that there's power in prayer. People come to us and know that we really genuinely care for them. And we demonstrate it with kindness. And some people that may even have scabies, and my brother doesn't have them, but so are you going to be willing to shake my hand today or not? I'm teasing. But the reality is Jesus, before he did anything, he reached out and touched this guy that was untouchable, that no one would touch him. I can just imagine the guy welling up with tears because Jesus touched him. He humanized him. Now, I don't know where you are. I'm going to get in real trouble now, probably. I don't know where you're on, or where you are and you're thinking about illegal immigrants, and I don't even know that I know of any. But if there is one, one-on-one, I should be demonstrating Christ's love to that person. But let the government take care of what the government's supposed to do. Me, I should be. If I knew someone that was a homosexual, I should be caring for that, loving compassion for that person, because some of those people feel completely alienated, like they're a leper. Now, I'm not saying endorsing what they live, but shouldn't I? I believe Jesus would reach out and touch to them. Touch them. And lovingly minister to them. So they could be set free from whatever is there. You know where I stand. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve, man and woman for a lifetime. One man, one woman. Leave and cleave is what the text says and what Jesus repeated. But are we willing to be the hands and feet of Jesus? Here's an example of what Jesus did. Before he healed him, he reached out and touched him. So powerful, just the touches. And so, Are people coming to you like they came to Jesus? Are people coming to me like they came to Jesus? If not, let's ask the Holy Spirit why. And let's ask him to transform us even more into the image and likeness of Jesus. To be in the world, but not of the world. To be in the world, but not of the world. And to literally become the hands and feet of Jesus. We've got an example of it right here. So, I'm going to lead us in prayer. I'm just going to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us. This altar is always open. This side is kind of for silent prayer, where you just want to seek the Lord in quiet. This side, if you want someone to come and pray with you, come to this side. The altar is always open. And we do have some people that would like to be anointed. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to pray, and then our worship team is going to come and sing. And then after that, we'll have the benediction. So the worship team, you're welcome to come up as I lead us in prayer. Holy Spirit, please continue to reap a harvest in me and in us. I believe with all of my heart that you led Mark to record this story in Jesus' life and ministry, to show to us the importance that Jesus humanized people. Jesus reached out in compassion. Jesus was full of the power. He was full of the power of God. And so are we, as Scripture says. And he reached out in compassion and then power and healed this person. Please, Holy Spirit, however you choose, speak to each one of us. I know you've already convicted me. I ask for the heart of Jesus in my body. I don't just want a transformed heart. I don't want the empowerment to love others. I want Jesus' heart of compassion beating in me. Nothing else will do. So please, continue your work in me and in us. However you choose, Holy Spirit, please accept this song as praise from our hearts directly to you. Father in heaven, I ask these things and I ask them in the name and in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.